All right, y'all. Welcome back to the show. It's Anti-War Radio. I'm Scott Horton. Like I say, Catherine Gallagher from the Center for Constitutional Rights is going to be here later in the show, and also Mike Golgoski from the Save Bradley Manning website at bradleymanning.org. And, of course, both of those truths are thanks to this show's producer and Antiwar.com's development director, Angela Keaton. How you doing, Angela?
I am doing fantastically here in Peaceland, Scott. I'm at the Peace Factory today working for Antiwar.com, and I wanted to talk a little bit about our fund drive.
Tell them all about it.
Well, anyway, we are doing our fourth quarter fund drive for this year. It's a little more crucial than in years past. We've had a pullback in major donor support, not for ideological reasons, but everyone's having difficult times under the Obama regime, and so everyone's pulling back a little bit. But if more people, if we get more readers to give a little bit more, or if we just get new donors altogether, $5, $10, $15, $25, it all counts. It all goes for a good cause. We try to keep a very, very lean machine at antiwar.com. We've already cut some money to columnists and some staff hours, so we're going to be running a little bit under regardless. But if we pull together right now, we can kind of keep things basically at the same level with only a slight reduction in coverage for antiwar.com.
So, well, and now I guess part of this is, I think Eric told me before that it's not so much, I mean, there are a few here and there, but it's not so much that we've lost our number of donors. It's that nobody can afford to donate what they used to. So
exactly.
It's the amount each has really fallen, which means we really need some new people to sign up. Tell them about how the monthly thing works there.
Yes, and we have monthly subscriptions, monthly donations, where every month we ding your credit card or your debit card or a checking account. And that actually helps us budget. Long-term financial commitments of even small amounts of money allows us to budget. We have a small staff, but everything is very expensive. I mean, we have high security, obviously, because every day we're a walking target for hacking attacks. And, of course, all the news that we use costs money. I'm sure many of you have been following various intellectual property battles, but everything we do in terms of what we're allowed to use does cost money. And, of course, our columnists, and to have distinguished columnists like Phil Giraldi and Kelly Vlahos and Charles Pena, and others, everything does cost. So please, a few dollars here and there, and we take everything, credit cards, we take gold. We also have, by the way, other ways you can support us. Amazon.com, we have an affiliate agreement. Every time you use our link at Amazon, for everything except for Kindle, we get a percentage. And the more you buy, the higher percentage we get.
Well, now the thing is about that, too, is that Amazon sells 5 of everything that's ever been invented other than cars, right?
Yes.
I mean, people can really get anything through Amazon. If you just go to antiwar.com and you look on the left margin there, you'll see the little antiwar.com logo. You just click on that, do your Amazon, whether you're getting books or anything else, and we get a small cut. It doesn't raise your price. We get a cut out of Amazon's cut there.
Yes, and I mean, even for you and for you high-end folks, and I know there's political implications, but we also have the Capital One credit card for the Randolph Warren Institute for those of you who do credit cards. I mean, there's a million and one ways you can support antiwar.com.
Well, now, how does that work? There's a little bit of a, like you would get a cash back reward, but instead it goes to antiwar.com kind of thing?
Yes, it does. In fact, what you would do is, first, just for signing up a loan for the credit card, antiwar.com gets $50. It does not raise your prices at all. We just get percentages every time you use the card, which you can use to buy Amazon goods.
Right
just
on.
Think about that for a second. So, wait.
In other words, because I don't even have a credit card, because I shouldn't have one. But so let me just make sure I understand this. This is just the same as having any other credit card. The price is no higher. It's
no
just sort of like the Amazon deal. The money that we're getting comes out of the good deal from the company or whatever, but it's not costing the holder any more than any other card would.
That's right. And you get it. You get the credit card with the beautiful antiwar.com logo and a beautiful dove. Flying is a piece. So it's really, really lovely. It's a great conversation piece for those of you who might want to show this is how I support antiwar.com. It can be a real opener in the right circumstances.
Guthrie in the chat room is asking, what's the link for that card?
Actually, I can pull that up for you right now.
Well, I'll go ahead and say the link for all the rest of this is antiwar.com/donate. And you can also find Angela's office number there. That's 323-512-7095, 323-512-7095. And if you go to antiwar.com/donate, As she was mentioned, take every kind of credit card. If you want to do a one-time thing, you can do a monthly thing. And we take e-gold and PayPal and every sort of sophisticated way that you could drop us a dime. We'll take it.
Yes, and if you wish to know more about the Capital One credit card, please feel free to email me at angela@antiwar.com.
There you go. And again, that phone number is 323-512-7095 for this show's producer and development director of antiwar.com, Angela Keaton. Anything else?
Thank you so much, Scott.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right.
All right, y'all. So that's Angela Keaton talking about how you can keep this show in existence. Which is important to me. I don't know. I hope you like it. All right, cool.